With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump will attend an appeals court hearing in Washington tomorrow. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The hearing will examine the scope of presidential immunity in the 2024 election interference case against Trump. The former president claims in a social media post that he was entitled to immunity. Trump has argued that the case should be dismissed on the grounds that former presidents cannot face criminal charges for conduct related to their official responsibilities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Forecasters are warning of another fierce weather system heading through the nation's midsection. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says the storm will hit the center of the nation, bringing a lot of snow.
We have potential for another pretty broad area of 8 to 12 inches from eastern, southeastern Colorado, western Kansas, through eastern Nebraska, large portions of Iowa, northern Missouri, northwestern Illinois, up towards the upper peninsula of Michigan. So a very highly impactful event coming forward.
There are flooding concerns in the Mid-Atlantic region, especially in low-lying areas. Thunderstorms may become severe from southern Alabama to eastern North Carolina. Democrats have launched an investigation into the high price of asthma inhalers.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who chairs the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, sent letters to the four biggest manufacturers of inhalers sold in the United States. He's seeking internal documents regarding strategic planning, patient assistance programs, and costs for manufacturing the inhalers. Following a pattern seen elsewhere in pharmaceuticals, Americans are often made to pay hundreds of dollars for the same inhalers itself for a mere fraction overseas. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 216 points, the NASDAQ rose 319, the S&P advanced 66, oil down to 70.77 a barrel. This is SRN News. Britain is sending a man to represent women at the United Nations.
Monroe Bergdorf is a man living as a woman, and he has been selected by officials in the United Kingdom to a post with UN Women, an organization dedicated to equality and advancement for females around the globe. The selection is being decried by many women's groups in the UK who say an actual female should have gotten that job. Bergdorf recently became the first man to appear on the cover of Cosmopolitan UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark has joined numerous Muslim nations in banning blasphemy. The Danish parliament has amended its penal code in response to a recent spate of Quran burnings that enraged Muslims around the world. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is criticizing the decision, saying criminalizing blasphemy is the wrong approach and not effective in addressing either security concerns or the underlying hatred experienced by religious communities. This is SRN News. Two U.S. fighter jets are set to fly over Bosnia in a demonstration of support for the Balkan country's integrity. In the face of increasingly secessionist policies of Bosnian Serb pro-Russian leader Milorad Dodik, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The F-16 Fighting Falcons are part of joint air-to-ground training involving American and Bosnian forces. The flyovers are in eastern and northern regions, according to a statement from the U.S. Embassy in Sarajevo. Dodik, who's president of a Serb entity, has defied U.S. and British sanctions over his policies. Backed by Russia, he's repeatedly threatened to split the Serb-run half from the rest of Bosnia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A convicted leader of one of the most powerful drug gangs in Ecuador has vanished from the prison where he was serving his sentence. Adolfo Macias wasn't in his cell. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.